This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
The Real Booze Wives. So between a Hulu Nightline special, Rolling Stone, and The Collider, there's an onslaught of articles that are crystallizing and combining the stories of alcohol abuse being highlighted on television and downfalls on Real Housewives. And if you think about it, I think it's been reported that there are like 150 to 175 housewives. So
I personally think
at least 10 that have had a brush with the law, a DUI, been arrested, blacked out, something that really was drastic. So
allegedly,
at least 5 to 10% of housewives have relapsed or had some stressful experience culminating in the abuse of alcohol. Do we honestly believe that these 10 to 20 women would have had this same heightened peak and crash were they not on reality television? I can personally tell you that I know of at least 10 housewives that have taken antidepressants, anti-anxiety, something to take the edge off as a result of being on the show, because the pressure is so great. The pressure to look like you have money, the pressure to have a storyline, the pressure of fame, the pressure of battling your skeletons coming out of the closet, the pressure of other people constantly talking about you, sleepless nights, trips that are like a pressure cooker designed for conflict so women can really get into it and then recover, reunions that people come out of and say that they felt like they went through a war. Women are dehydrated, exhausted, and need days to recover from these reunions where you rehash these manufactured conflicts that you would never have entered into were you not on The Housewives. The money is too tempting. The fame is too tempting. But at the end, there's a pot of gold for some, for the very few that fight their way to the top and make it out alive. The rest are just casualties of the Real Housewives atmosphere. So when Andy is asked about the reality reckoning and responds with, I'm just focusing on the joy, that's a bag of bullshit. Because there's no other reason why Bravo and Shed would be putting out all these statements about implementing psychological professionals and measures and tests and alcohol control, etc. And as Leah McSweeney said in Nightline, even bars designed for profit to sell alcohol stop someone when they've exceeded a reasonable amount of alcohol consumption. But on The Housewives, which is not a legal workplace, excessive alcohol consumption by people that are known addicts in the environment is a positive. Everybody gets excited when the addict falls off the wagon, gets wasted, does something stupid and crazy, because in this upside down, that's a positive. That's performing well at work. And now this toothpaste is out of the tube, the genie is out of the bottle, and we've opened Pandora's box, and I'm sorry, not sorry. So yeah, if biting the hand that fed us, that hand deserves to be bitten.
In thinking about The Housewives and like Kyle and Mauricio's breakup, or Doreed and PK and what's going on with them, or all of this, I was talking to my therapist about, in my adult career, I was raised in an environment where you have to mention it all. You don't really have a private life. Kyle cannot not talk about what's going on with her and Mauricio. She doesn't have that option. Doreet cannot talk about her relationship with PK. The girl on the new show, I saw something about like she had to talk about her boyfriend now. She's on a reality show. She cannot not talk about her relationship with her guy or anyone. Like literally Nene, who you're dating. It's what they've signed up for. And Nene's not even on reality TV anymore. But I was thinking, I was talking to my therapist and she said, you are trained in an environment where you have to share your entire private life. And you don't live in that environment anymore. And it's funny because when I talk about deprogramming from that and how that desensitizes you from normalization, how you think things are normal that aren't, and it's the upside down, how something happens and you just know that it would be great for the cameras. Where are the cameras? Like, and you want to capture it or save it for the cameras, or someone else does something that you know they did privately and you really feel that it's unfair that they're not bringing it into the show because you're being forced to bring in whatever you're doing into the show. The producers might say, you have to talk about this thing that happened. And Jane is sleeping with her, you know, best friend's husband, and you know about it, and you're being like held to a standard that they're not because maybe they're better at sleuthing, or, and it all comes to the surface. And I left that environment, and in no area of my life, whether it's my daughter or my relationship or my health or my aging or anything, I don't owe anyone anything. I don't have to tell anyone anything about my life. And I think we live in this world, even on social media, where like people who have followers, they may not be famous, but they are speaking to an audience. We feel like we have to, you know, tell people about our lives. Where's Paul? Or when does Brynn see her dad? You know, what do they think? I'm going to post Brynn and her dad on my social media? Like, it's my responsibility to let them know what our custody schedule is? How much time does Brynn spend with her dad? Are you out of your fucking mind? When's the last time you fucked your husband? Like, you think you're going to come in my social media and say something like that to me? You're just blocked. Like, it's like, who the fuck do people think they actually are? Like, they're going to come into my social media and, like, say that to me. Someone yesterday was like, I'm distracted because of the piece of food on your mouth. I had a tiny piece of seaweed, like tiny. I didn't even see it. Fuck you. I can have whatever I want in my mouth. I can rub chocolate all over my face and post a video in my own house because I'm a very rare breed of people who post on social media what I want to post. I'm making an ice cream cake in my kitchen in pajamas, haven't washed my hair, and I've been in bed for 3 days, and I have a piece of ice cream or a sprinkle on my nose. It's my own fucking prerogative, and it's my own body, my own ice cream, my own sprinkle, my own post, my own choice. Why don't you post your daughter more on here? What? Like, everybody feels entitled to everybody else's information. Someone's on television. Now they're supposed to tell you everything about themselves. Now, when I put myself and my ex on a reality show about our relationship, you bit damn fucking right you want to know, because I dragged you in. I brought you in. I brought you to a fairy tale wedding. I told you everything was perfect. Then it started to unravel and I felt a responsibility to tell you everything was imperfect. I didn't even have to do that. I felt some legal obligation because I brought you in that I had to bring you out. You know, like J-Rod are perfect. They're perfect. They're perfect. They're perfect. Then they break up and they want privacy. And it feels like you brought us in. So now you got to take us out. Megan, I always bring up Megan Fox because every day they were gushing over their love and they were sharing blood and they were making out and they were one person. One day something happened with infidelity or something happened. I don't know if they're together anymore. They went dark. They may not even be celebrities anymore. I mean, they just went into a cave. Something went on with the two of them. They went totally dark. But, you know, even having a publicist, well, you know, and mine's great. Like, well, you're going to have to say something. I got like 10 phone calls today. Okay, so what? I don't want to talk about Bryn. I don't want to talk about my custody schedule. I don't have to say anything. You know what I mean? Like things go on and you can just choose what version of public or private you want to be. You don't have to talk about anything. Talk about the food on your mouth. You can be a private person, even if you're public or a social media person, or even in your own neighborhood, in your own cul-de-sac, at your own country club. It's very empowering to just like not talk about what you don't want to talk about and have whatever private life you want to have and do what you want to do and don't. It's only when you get really hypocritical that people get bothered. Like you're asking someone else to share their information, or you told everyone it was perfect or you pretended you were perfect. You pretended you were perfect, or you pretended you were so kind and so nice and so loving and wonderful. Then if you're not kind and loving and wonderful, they're going to fucking come after you. It's just interesting what people's expectations are of you, what entitlement they have to you. Everybody is now public property because they're posting about themselves. So where's the line? Another interesting thing about becoming desensitized to what's normal, I never liked having a crew in my house. And now what happens is they set up tape and everything in your house like to stay for part of the season sometimes because they know they're going to keep shooting or they're going to be in one room a lot. So they just keep their setup there. And what happens when they're shooting in your house is an entire couple of trucks come, and the leanest it could ever be if you're a psychopath and like you're having a China party of crystal and you wanted no extra footprints. The smallest it could ever be would be a producer, a sound person, two camera people, and like probably like five people. But like on a real normal shoot, there could be 12 people like in and out of your house or in your driveway, or things get scratched. People are like laying down on floors to try to watch on the small screen, like inside what they call Video Village. And I never liked it in the beginning. I tolerated it more, but in the beginning, it wasn't as big of an ordeal. Like there weren't budgets like there are now. This got Beverly Hills. It has to be shot like a Coca-Cola commercial now. Now you see those interviews and they're usually done in another studio. In New York, they are. Probably on Beverly Hills, they set up a room or green screen in a room and a backdrop and you just like go in your makeup and there. But like, it's a lot in your house. And recently I did something on Nightline and there were literally one to two camera people, one sound person and two producers on my property. I was like, I had hives. They did nothing wrong. They were invited to be here. I don't like someone coming into my space and I feel totally violated and invaded when a camera crew's at my house, even though they're here because I asked them to be. And it's because I have PTSD from Housewives for so long. Like my daughter's home and like she's growing up in a world and it was so infrequently. It maybe happened her whole life 2-3 times where she walks into the house and there's a camera crew everywhere. Like I felt violated for her. Like she's trying to walk in and there are people everywhere that she doesn't know. She has to do like a nice fake smile and be polite and like everyone's everywhere and the dogs are shaking and nervous because it's a whole thing. And like I didn't like the way it felt. It made me feel bad. It really, really did. It made me feel bad. It's just another one of those things you guys wouldn't know about shooting a show like The Housewives, that you can have 12 people inside your house 2-3 times a week. And they're lovely people and they're nice. Or you're just like not, you just had bad news. You're in a bad mood. Someone just died. You have your period. You had a bad business call. And like, you've got to be nice to everybody because they're in your home. And like, you know, and they feel bad too. They don't want to intrude any more than you want them to intrude. They feel like, they have to creep around. It's the worst for them. It's just a very strange dynamic. And I don't miss that. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, Cozy Earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Another thing about housewives is the difference in the relationships you'll have with housewives off the show. There's nothing on the table. There's no competition. There's nothing charged. There's no one who's got Andy's ear more than you or the other. There's no like avoiding talking about secret topics that only people that are on a show can know. There's no like you can't talk about the money you got or the opportunities you got or where you went or what was sent to you for free, because everybody's always like grabbing and competing, and people can pretend on different casts. It can be Salt Lake, it can be Beverly Hills, it can be wherever. And I know people on all those shows, and they all will talk about what they got, what someone else didn't get. They're in the middle. They got to sit next to Andy. The others didn't get invited to go on the trip to go to another country. Only me. Like, every housewife is the same. Every. And they all just really are in this other constant competition, even if it's not overt. It's subtle. There's something very subtle about it. And it goes on with everyone everywhere. And it's all consuming. If you go out to dinner with multiple people from the housewives sphere or the reality TV like that sphere, it's 80% of what's talked about. It's just too tempting. And everybody who's talking, obviously the other person, it happened at our big dinner in LA. There was a housewife there and she was talking about plot lines going on. And Jenny Garth was sitting there and had no idea what she was talking about. I didn't know what she was talking about, but she was in the bubble. So she thought that we all knew what she was talking about. No one knew what she was talking about. literally no one knew what she was talking about. And she was going on for a while, like in a housewife way of like, no. And it's ridiculous because I did that and they did that and that's what's going to happen. And I said this and I was just like, you were talking another language. It's a world unto itself. It's like, it's strange that everyone in that environment, cult-like environment, thinks that everyone else knows what's going on with them.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.